Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Waqia. Primarily, there's just one narrative which is reported in this regard, and that is found in Salawi's Tafsir. And I'll read out the text of this narrative as reported by Abu Taiba al-Jurjani. He says, قَالَ دَخَلَ عُثْمَانِ بْنِ عَفَّانَ عَلَى عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ مَسُودِ يَعُودُهُ فِي مَرَضِهِ الَّذِي مَاتَ فِيهِ فَقَالَ مَا تَشْتَكِي قَالَ أَشْتَكِي ذَنُوبِي قَالَ فما تشتهي؟ قال أشتهي رحمة ربي. قال أفلا ندعو الطبيب؟ قال الطبيب أمرضني. قال أفلا نأمر بعطائي؟ قال لا حاجة لي به. قال أن دفعه إلى بناتك؟ قال لا حاجة لهن بها. قد أمرتهن أن يقرأن سورة الواقعة وإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من قرأ سورة الواقعة في كل ليلة لم تصبه فاقة أبدا. Now, this is a narrative which is found in Salawi's Tafsir, and it is reported by Abu Taiba al-Jurjani. He says that the Caliph Uthman ibn Affan went over to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud to inquire from him. He was sick, of course, and he inquired after him, and he had gone there because Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was very sick, and this was the time that ultimately the sickness took its toll and he died. So this was the time that Uthman ibn Affan came over to ask and inquire after his health. So Uthman رضي الله عنه posed this question to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He says, "Ma tashtaki? What is your grievance?" He says, "My basic grievance is regarding my sins." Then he says that, "What is your desire?" He says, "My desire is that I receive the mercy of the Almighty." Then he says that, "Should I not call a doctor for you so that he can take care of you?" He says that doctor is the person who has actually made me sick. So then Uthman ibn Affan asks him, that should I not stipulate a certain amount of money for you, which could be awarded to you? He says, no, I don't have any need for that. So Uthman ibn Affan says, that should I not divert this stipend to your daughters? He said, no, they are, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud replies that they don't need it as well. And he goes on to say that I have asked my daughters to read Surah Waqia, and this is because I have heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he has reported to have said that a person who reads Surah Waqia every night, then poverty and destitution shall not come near him. So this is what is reported. Now I would like to point out the fact that this narrative is absolutely weak, and this is because it is regarded to have three persons about whom we have no information. Thus, for example, we know that Ahmad ibn Hanbal has commented on this narrative by saying that two of its narrators are not known to him. One of them is Ash-Shuja and the other one is Sari. So he says that he does not know who these two people are. And as far as another narrator is concerned, his name is Abu Taiba, and he is regarded to be weak by Hafiz Zahabi in his Mizanun Etadal. And Ibn al-Jawzi has also mentioned him among the weak narrators. So therefore we have three narrators. Two of them are absolutely unknown, and one of them has been regarded to be very weak. And Ahmad ibn Hanbal has also commented on this narrative by saying that this is munkar. This is absolutely something which is very, very munkar and therefore cannot be accepted. So in a nutshell, we can say that this narrative has absolutely no basis. It has to be disregarded. And it is because of the fact that our Rijal and Hadith authorities have commented on the fact that two of its narrators are absolutely unknown, while one of them is very weak. And Ahmad ibn Hanbal himself has said it is a munkar narrative. And as far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to go about it is to understand the message of the surah, is to reflect on that surah, is to deliberate on the contents of the surah, and to communicate the message of the surah to others, and to disregard all such narratives as these, as the one that I've just read out to you, because they are extremely weak in their ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات